And now it's time for the moment I've been waiting for, the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. We've been off the last couple of weeks because of prep for Toy Fair and other things. But now, not only do we have a bunch of things queued up, we've got some things I'm really excited about queued up, and a bunch of things I still need to open because it's been busy. First up, we're going to look at some new Star Wars action figure vehicles. I first saw these hands-on, actually, at Star Wars Celebration 6 last August. These are the new Star Wars Class 2 vehicles, Wave 1. It's a mouthful. These new vehicles are basically the new Starfighter class vehicles from Hasbro. They are going to cost you about $25 each, give or take. They are also smaller versions of vehicles you may already own. The idea was that with rising labor costs and materials costs, Hasbro had to find a way to redesign vehicles to keep them viable for a modern marketplace. The interesting surprise is that the new vehicles feel a lot more like toys from the 1980s than toys from the modern era, which to me is very exciting. The three new ships include scaled-down fighter tank, Slave One, and Obi-Wan Kenobi's Jedi Starfighter, all of which are loosely based on the stylings of Attack of the Clones, and in the case of the tank, the Clone Wars. Kicking things off, let's look at the fighter tank. This Republic vehicle was done a few times in the Hasbro line before. There's a radio control version, as well as three basic versions. It was originally released in red, and then blue, and then sort of a greenish color last year that really didn't hit retail store shelves, but you can order it from us because we... Can you? We might still be able to. Check the site for availability. The new version is a reduced feature version of the vehicle. It seems like the previous one was a better collectible. The new one might be a better toy, with one exception. The new 2013 fighter tank has no wheels. There are little nubs where wheels are, so it looks like it's hovering above the ground, but they're just sculpted there, so it just kind of sits there and looks nice. And for a display piece, it's really good. The vehicle has 10 foot pegs on its hull, so you can have clone troopers or battle droids stand on the vehicle. It has an opening gunner's hatch on the back, just like the original one, and the entire body pops open to reveal a driver's seat, a few compartments to store accessories, as well as 8 slots for gun racks. So you can put 8 blasters in here if you're so inclined. The interior seating area is decorated, and there are 2 stickers you have to apply. I was surprised on both accounts, to be honest with you, on a cost-cutting measure. There's some green stripes and some red markings, and the place for the clone trooper to stand in the gunner's turret is also decorated. The vehicle has 2 firing rockets on either side. Well, one on either side. There's 2 in total. There's tampos of the Republic symbol everywhere, and overall it's a pretty nice toy. It looks good, it's nice and light, it's a lot lighter than the previous one, and for fans of vintage, and I mean legit vintage, not new vintage, but people who played with toys in the 1980s, you might get a kick out of this. Hasbro will also be doing a new line of simpler 5-point of articulation action figures, which should go with these quite nicely. But for the time being, I have a regular 2003 Super Articulated Clone Trooper standing around in there, and he likes it just fine. Next up, let's look at the Slave One. This is Jango Fett's Slave One, and it's... Ah! You're hearing me drop things. Aren't you lucky? Anyway, let me see. Did I get this? Am I okay? Yes. I'm going to put this Jedi Starfighter here first so it doesn't break. And now I'm going to pick up Jango Fett's Slave One. Don't you enjoy bloopers? I do, because I am a professional. Jango Fett Slave 1 has very little to do in the way of assembly. You pop the main part of the body to the base, and then you pop open the canopy, you put in a couple of stickers, and you're pretty much done. Everything else is done with paint. And the wings you got to pop on, too. And it was a tough assembly, but the one-time assembly works well. The wings rotate freely. The vehicle has a firing rocket mechanism, so it can shoot one torpedo out of the area under the canopy. There are 2 rotating guns near the back of the ship, or bottom, depending on how you have it situated. And what else do I want to say about this? It has no handle like the original Slave One, which I actually kind of miss. And it is significantly smaller than previous incarnations of the vehicle. You might remember Toys R Us had a giant exclusive Jango Fett Slave One in the Clone Wars line. In 2002, Hasbro put out one that was about the same size as the original Boba Fett Slave One. And as a reduced size vehicle, this new one may not be as compelling to some collectors. I, on the other hand, am enamored with it. I think it's really great because it's nice and small. It doesn't take up a lot of space. You can put it on the shelf and it looks good. And you can pop it open and fit one figure inside. However, Most Jango Fett figures will not fit because it's designed for very narrow figures. If you have actual vintage action figures or the Evolutions era Jango Fett, it'll fit. It might take a little fidgeting, but it'll fit. A new Jango Fett figure is coming out this year, which I assume will fit. I have not been given the opportunity to test it, but just so you know, you might need a new figure to go with this one. If you have like the 2003 Geonosis Arena Battle Jango Fett, it's not going to fit due to the wide stance and the arm positioning. But the vintage style figures, actually in any sense of the word, vintage style figures should fit in here just fine. I crammed my 1979 Boba Fett in here and it fit really well. And it looks really good. And that's pretty much it for the Slave 1. Rounding out the assortment is a new scaled down Jedi Starfighter, Obi-Wan Kenobi's to be particular. Or specific is probably the word I should use because I know what words are. The vehicle has a little bit more in the way of features than the other ones. You have to apply 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stickers, meaning it's more than any of the other ones. It's small and light, and again, it feels kind of like an old Kenner toy. I like this a lot. It's a little hollowed out in spots, but the way it's decorated, you might not immediately notice. If you have 10 of the original Jedi Starfighters like I do, you'll notice. The canopy opens up and you can put a figure in here. Again, vintage style figures are best. I put a Legacy Collection Attack of the Clones Obi-Wan Kenobi. Fits just fine. There is an R4 dome on there that rotates and looks really good, but it is scaled down a bit to look like it belongs on the vehicle. It has one firing rocket and adjustable landing gear kickstand. It is very simple, but it looks really good. I think just, you know, one of the things I didn't like about the old 2002 Jedi Starfighter was the play feature. I like play features, and from an innovation standpoint, it's great. But the problem is sometimes those wings, you push this button and they pop off, and then the side wings pop out. It's kind of cool, but I'm always a little afraid it's going to fall off, or I'm going to bump it wrong, and they're just going to pop right out. Because this doesn't have anything spring-loaded except for the torpedo, it's just a nice toy. You can fly it around, you can throw, well, you shouldn't throw it, but you can, you know, maneuver it and do stuff, and you're not going to worry about bumping a switch or spring just right so that gravity causes something to fall off. It holds it together nicely. It feels solid. It's a real toy. I hope Hasbro does a lot more of these vehicles. They announced they're going to do Revenge of the Sith Jedi Starfighters. They showed both an Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi version of the Revenge of the Sith Jedi Starfighter at Toy Fair. No others were shown. I'm only assuming they'll do a Boba Fett Slave 1 eventually, maybe a fighter tank repaint. I really hope they do a mini X-Wing, a mini TIE Fighter, and a mini Landspeeder, but that's me. You might disagree. You might be wrong. As of when I record this, we have these vehicles in stock. I highly recommend them to anyone who fancies themselves more of a toy collector than a Star Wars collector, just because they are toys. And I like toys. When people say, what do you do? Oh, I'm a toy collector. Oh, okay. And, you know, this is right up my alley for that kind of a product. If you want something really big, really fancy, and really high-end, you might like the ones you've already got better. If you just want something to play around with that's light and fun and simple, and you don't have to worry about anything falling off too much, or at all, these are fantastic. Because, you know, the big Slave ones, sometimes the wings pop off. The fighter tanks have all been good, and the Jedi Starfighters have been pretty good. But simplicity is worth a lot to me, and this manages to pull that off quite nicely. So good job to the Hasbro engineers. For a lot of you, this might be different enough to make you mad. For me, I'm happy. I like them a lot, and I'm hoping to get a lot more time with these kind of toys. I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. We have a President's Day sale running right now. Go to our homepage and check it out, or don't. But please do. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. As always, thanks for listening. Tell a friend if you enjoy the show. Tell a friend that you like the show if you hate the show. Or tell an enemy that you hate the show if you like the show. Or something like that. All I'm saying is you can use this podcast to screw with people somehow, but don't tell them I told you. See you next time.